Some people say you shouldn't talk religion or politics over dinner. You might get a pie in your face or worse, but if you want to know where the campaign money is flowing, you can be nosy in the privacy of your own home. The info is a mouse click away. Jeffrey Bennett is here to explain. He's our web producer here at News and Notes. Hey.
Hey, Farai.
So, what are we talking about?
Well, it's a service that HuffingtonPost.com is offering. It's called Fundraise 2008. All you do is enter a street address, and the site provides the names, addresses, and occupations of the people who live in that area, and the candidates they've backed, and how much they've given them. And you can search by a person's name or by a company, for instance, if you want to see how political support breaks down at a place like Halliburton or Google or Bank of America. And it seems like an invasion of privacy, but all this campaign information is public, and it's all on the web. And we have a link to that site on our blog.
Wow. Sounds like you could have a neighbor-to-neighbor fight. You don't even have to put the sign out in front of your yard that says, I support Romney or Hillary or whoever. Somebody can just find out, and then they can drop you a little nasty note.
Yeah, if they wanted to.
So last week, we also talked to Congresswoman Maxine Waters about her endorsement of Hillary Clinton. What's been the response online?
Some criticism from Maxine Waters and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus, not just for the endorsement, or I should say not because of the endorsement, but because of this perception among some of our readers that the CBC hasn't been as effective as they should be. One person called them old guard reactionaries who are groveling for crumbs from the table. Another called them seat warmers, saying they have nothing new to offer. And that led to a larger conversation about Obama support among blacks and where black folks stand in the Democratic Party.
And we are in good old Black History Month. Now, of course, we are black 365 days a year. But from what I've read on our blog, not everybody thinks that Black History Month is a good idea.
Yeah, it's this issue that comes up every February, whether or not Black History Month is necessary or relevant. We asked that question to our readers, and the reaction was divided. One person said it's been commercialized and has lost some of its value. A reader named Rawa Naguse said it's critical to designate a certain time to provide history lessons and give credit to the many African-American contributions that go unrecognized.
Now, we kicked off a month-long series on African-Americans in film, whether it's people who are portrayed in films, actors, behind the scenes. I listed a bunch of my favorite movies, ranging from The Shawshank Redemption to Heidi Ho, which is the Cab Calloway feel good, get your nostalgia on. How have people responded to that?
There are lots of cinephiles on our site, apparently. They have said some of your favorites were their favorites as well. Movies like City of God, Glory, Matrix, and some others. And for this series, we're also looking for amateur filmmakers. So if people have created films and they can be viewed online, we want them to send us the link.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. He has been right here with me at our studios at NPR West.